Welcome to Raw Mind Sports, where we dig into the minds of athletes and sports fanatics. I'm your host, Ryan Primetime Jones. If you have a love and passion for sports, then this is the show for you.
I got Dantel Jefferson up here today. He has a very inspiring story to anybody needs to see this. This is a very inspiring episode, man. He can pretty much tell you about his story. You know, he went from D-League to the Bobcats to overseas to now he's about to write a book. Not write a book. He has published the book. Stay tuned, and I'm about to let him get into it. So, Dantel Jefferson, tell me about your childhood career, where you from, and how did you get from playing in the pros to deciding to become a book publisher and publishing your own book?
Oh, man. So, I was born in Cordelia, Georgia, which is maybe 2 hours south of Atlanta. A real small country town, not a lot of opportunities. And, like, my mom just had, I guess, a dream of hers to kind of move up out of there and kind of give herself and myself better opportunities. And from you know, moving to Atlanta in 94, kind of went from playing organized basketball for the first time to eventually, you know, not having a scholarship to taking a scholarship to a junior college and, you know, kind of making a bigger name for myself and going to the University of Arkansas. And I just kind of worked my way up through the ranks, playing through the D League and in Charlotte, and you know, eventually fell off overseas.
How'd you feel about playing at University of Arkansas? What made you decide to go there to play basketball? What was the coach's signature for you to call it a done deal?
You know, on my visit, man, it was around Christmas time, and I kind of just didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. So just being in the locker room with those guys, you know, watching how they play, knowing that I feel like, I wanted to be somewhere that, you know, I embraced the fans and stuff. So it was, you know, it was really the fans that kind of helped me make my decision. Bud Walton Arena was super loud, man. Like, my ears was ringing. Like, it was just one of them feelings that you can't really explain, man. And at that moment, like, sitting on the bench watching that game, I knew that was the place for me to go.
Man, amazing, amazing. So tell me, how'd you end up deciding that, you know, you say you played in the D League, and then you eventually played for the Bobcats. Tell me what that experience was.
It was humbling, man. The D League, well, now it's, you know, they call it the G League, but it was more so just everyday grind. Waking up at 5 o'clock for flights, you know, playing here one night, playing somewhere else the next night, and, being in North Dakota and, you know, cities like Provo, Utah, you know, all that just kind of made the grind that more worth it, you know, once I was called up to Charlotte. So it was, you know, it was very humbling, and it made me appreciate, you know, all the work I had put in to get to the NBA.
And you said you also went overseas to play. Tell me about that experience and the difference between that. I mean, just give me the life of playing overseas, and, you know, from the NBA to playing across the water. What was the difference?
Man, the biggest difference is practicing twice a day, man. Like, really don't get a lot of free time. You may have practice at 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning, get done maybe 12, you have a couple hours to eat lunch, take a nap, and you right back at it at 6 or 7 o'clock. So you don't really have a lot of downtime overseas compared to the NBA, where, you know, you may have 2.5 hour practice, and then the rest of the day is yours. The places I played in, there wasn't that big of a language difference. Pretty much everybody spoke English. But then just trying out different foods, man, was another big thing that kind of was the difference. But like, I think like once I found out that I can really eat the same, it was kind of just like being home. You know, you're just not able to talk to people you normally talk to on, you know, on the same time zone and stuff like that.
Amazing, amazing. What was the type of foods that was so good over in the Middle East? What they had you do? I know you should have had something that you kind of caught your eye.
In the Middle East, you know, they eat like on the floor.
Wow.
They eat on the floor, and so it'll be a group of us, we'll all be on the floor, and then they have like a big dish, and it'll be just a bunch of rice, and they will have like a type of meat in the middle. So it may be lamb, a sheep's head, you know, anything, chicken, anything like that, and you kind of just pick the meat off with your hands, and you pick up the rice. Like, you kind of just mix it up. Like, I don't know Like if anybody's watching this and they're from the country, you know, your grandparents or you made H greens with your cornbread, you kind of mash it up together.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like that, man. So it was funny to see that that's how they ate. You know, I like curry chicken, and that's like a Indian Pakistani dish, and it's like a sauce with rice as well. And I ate a lot of lamb, stuff that I had never ate here. So I mean, the food was actually pretty good. I just couldn't eat with my hands all the time. Stuff.
I got you on this amazing journey. So now you have a book published, and I guess you went from the NBA to all the accolades of playing on court. Now you decide to take your talents with your vision and put your vision into your book. Can you kind of briefly describe all those good things and what made you make this move to publish this book?
And if y'all can't see it, it's How to Make It to the NBA, 100% true, about coming from nowhere, having little no scholarship, and still make it to the biggest stage of basketball. Wow. So with that, you know, I wanted to, like I had always wanted to do a camp, and I never could find the time, and I just felt like if I did it, it may not be successful. And I just had the idea to kind of tell my story and maybe let that be my camp. I wanted to kind of change the narrative of a lot of the one and done type things that we have going on out here, man, and kind of let a lot of kids know that, you know, you don't have to necessarily be one and done. And also that you can still go to school, play basketball, and still have a career if that NBA dream or professional basketball dream doesn't work out. You know, it don't just stop there as well.
Right.
And that's what it was, man. And, you know, that's my baby, man. I'm proud of it.
So this book, what's the exciting thing that will get viewers to kind of dive deep into this book? I think it's an incredible book for the stuff that you said, but give me a little insight.
It's authentic. It's real. I give real facts. I give real emotion. I don't hold anything back from my life and what I experienced in it. And I also give, you know, advice on what up-and-coming athletes can do to try to avoid some of the mistakes I made. And obviously, we're going to go through obstacles and adversity. So, you know, I just try to, you know, tell my story and give great advice, real advice, on how up-and-coming athletes can do the same thing as well.
I agree. So tell me about your mentality and how you were. Give me an example of your mentality. What kind of like put you into the point of this book and what drove you? What was something that's like really, really outside of everything you said, really said, hey, I need to sit down about this book?
Man, I went through a real bad breakup, man.
Oh, wow.
Honestly. And I just, like at that time, my career was kind of didn't know where I was going with it. And then I had that breakup. So it kind of gave me a sense of something that I could focus on as well as basketball. And so, you know, I had already had an outline for it. So I just kind of dove deep into it. I had a best friend of mine who kind of helped me bring out more information. And, you know, that was really the turning point of me actually getting it all on paper.
Wow. Inspiring. I see you got that shirt, Believe in Yourself. I'm pretty sure you got a lot.
Yeah, it's the same belief has been with me ever since maybe 2005. I use it as a password, man, to my sidekick. Like, you know, it just kind of followed me throughout these past 10 years and things like that, or 13 years. So, it's one of the things that I live by, man. Believe in yourself, no matter what it is you're doing, whether you washing cars or you want to own a business or, you know, play basketball, football, rugby, you know, whatever it is, you know, believe in yourself, because, you know, it's always easier to believe somebody else's faith in you, but, you know, it's a little bit harder to believe your own faith. So obviously we got to keep telling ourselves, believe in ourselves.
That's amazing. My conclusion to this of all my sports is that Dontell Jefferson just proved to you anything is possible. I encourage everybody to get his book to see his trials and tribulations and how he persevered through all those obstacles that he just pretty much named. And I feel like everybody in life has obstacles that they can go through to persevere from. So anything is possible. His book will probably be very motivational, and I'm pretty sure it is, from what the stuff, a little bit he kind of gave it to us. But we can't give it all on this show. You got to kind of go to the story, the book. It's not for us to give all the answers to it, but I truly, truly hope everybody will purchase his book. Show them the book again, Dunsell Jefferson.
All right, here we go. It's Amazon number one bestseller. You can get it on Amazon.com, or you can get it at MakeItToTheNBA.com. That's all one word, MakeItToTheNBA.com. Make sure you guys follow me on Facebook, Instagram at Dunsell Jefferson, and that's it.
That's pretty much it, people. But that's all for today, people. You guys have a nice day.